This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I understand that Governor of Florida, great Governor Ron DeSantis, issued one today, and that's good, that's great. But there are some states that are different. There are some states that don't have much of a problem. There are some, well, they don't have the problem. That
our message is this: what are you waiting for? What more evidence do you need? If you think it's not going to happen to you, there are many proof points all across this country, for that matter, around the rest of the world. Don't dream of regretting.
As more states declare you need to stay at home, you heard the president there at first referring to Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, saying, okay, 30 days, stay at home. A lot of Floridians waiting for that. You also heard Governor Gavin Newsom from San Francisco say, what are you waiting for? Why not lock it all down? And that is the tug of war, part of it anyway, that we're having in this country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, boy, I'll tell you what, on this show, we need a shot of something good, don't we? And I tell you that every single time we're on the air, we're going to give you the numbers. We're going to tell you what's happening. You need to know what's going on with the coronavirus, the deaths, and, of course, those that survive, too, but also some of the heartwarming stories and ways to lift you up. We've been privileged to have lots of entertainers on this show. We're going to have psychic Christian Dion on the show coming up in a couple of segments, so it'll be fun to talk to him, and he has an optimistic outlook. And, of course, I say this, I'm a glass-half-full person. I'm in a very caustic business in a way, but I am a person who is optimistic. So I feel optimistic for us eventually. These are just very dark times to get through, and we're not used to it. And that's the argument over stay at home. Why can't I go out? I've seen people on basketball courts. I've seen people on tennis courts near my house. And then I've seen others who are really following through. They're practicing social distancing. If they go out, they're walking the dog, and they're walking across the street when other people are around. And I've seen that, and I've seen people really being very, very disciplined. So bravo to all of you, because we are all in this together. Because this show is live, I can give you all the latest numbers. I'm going to give you recovery numbers, too, by the way, like I said, because I love the stories of those that survive. I hate hearing that another death happens, and I hate hearing the sad tales of what's going on in New York City especially. But the coronavirus cases in the United States just continue to climb. 215,215 deaths. 5,000, so it's climbed a bit, 5,110. This is updated just a very short while ago by sources that I have. I know that to be correct. So this is Eastern Time, April 2nd, 5,110 deaths. Recovered, 8,875. I mentioned New York, so tough in New York, over 2,000 deaths, 2,219 total cases, 83,901. And, of course, it's one of our most populous states, and there's so many people, especially in Manhattan. I don't think with the way COVID-19 spreads that that's necessarily so shocking. But then if you break it down by other states, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a glimpse into this. It's interesting, you look at New Jersey, and again, that's in that tri-state area. So 22,255 total deaths, 355. And then you got active cases, right? And so you have over 21,000 active cases there. Third, you have California, 9,800 cases, 213 deaths. In Michigan, they're worried. So this is the fourth highest, fourth highest, 9,334, 337 deaths. Now, remember the whole testing thing, because testing's going up, numbers are going up, and then when people are sick, the survive, those that survive, yay, that becomes a statistic, and those, unfortunately, who don't survive, that becomes the statistic that we hate to see. I will say this, we live still in the greatest country on the face of the earth. There are some brilliant, I'm going to say the most brilliant scientists, that's like the third time I've said that adjective, that you could ever want working on this. I feel optimistic that we will eventually turn a corner. Unfortunately, it's like waves. So when you look at any kind of a diagram and you hear about it shooting straight up and then it's going to be rough and then it comes down, I listened to Governor Andrew Cuomo talk today about the fact that he wanted to curb some of the expectations in saying, you know, this, we may see some of the worst of it all the way through July. And I think it is different from place to place because of the amount of people, rural versus living in a highly populated area, of course, that would make a difference in how people are taking social distancing, if they are required to do social distancing, if they're doing it themselves. I'll say this, I wouldn't get on a plane without a mask. You know, all this debate over the mask and whether you should wear a mask or not. If do me a favor, if anyone listening to this show gets any of my listeners or anyone that has just come in to the den, I would say get a mask. Do not get on a plane without a mask. Do what they advise you to do, which is turn the air on full blast when you sit down. It's that one little cough that somebody has where they have no idea that they have it that could be so deadly for you. And you could end up sweating, feeling like you can't believe you feel this way, like someone has thrown a weight on your chest and then you're walking into an emergency room somewhere. And I don't wish that on anyone after listening to some of the horrific stories. But again, the optimistic side of me says and tells you that 8,878 have recovered. Sadly, over 5,000 have died from this so far. And there are interesting debates on the face mask. In fact, when we go to our mailbag, many of you asked, should we wear a mask? Should we wear gloves? Should we use Lysol on our shoes when we come in the house? Should we go to the store? Lots and lots of questions. People trying to keep themselves safe and trying to keep their family safe as well, which I think is, of course, the goal for all of us. And families doing that schooling thing from home, online schooling, people working from home over, it's a crazy amount of people, like, they say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of at least 100 million people. I heard that. Don't overquote that, but I heard that from somebody pretty decent today, business-wise, that they estimate it's 100 million people working from home. Good news for some, you get that little bit of that stimulus, right? So you'll automatically get $1,200 payments. If you don't usually file tax returns, you'll get that. And because there was some concern about that. And then for anybody else, you would end up getting that put in your bank if you file them electronically. So that may help somewhat. Obviously, that stimulus bill was part of what we had talked about just last week. All right, coming up on the show, we're going to hit the mailbag because many of you had plenty of things to say about masks, staying safe, working from home, and a couple of funny stories as well. I'll meet you in the mailroom.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Get in the mail bag.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Yes, indeed. We are in the mailbag, and I am surrounded by a massive amount of the stuff. Virtual, of course. I just wanted to paint the picture for you. So let's dive right into it. This is Brian listening to us in Tucson, Arizona. I love the people from Tucson because they always specify Tucson, Arizona. And Brian says, hey, Kate, I've heard you talk about Sedona. I've heard you talk about Tucson. I've heard you talk about Phoenix. Girl, when this all clears up, you need to come down here because I think you're in Texas or across here. And we need to go and climb some of those amazing places you were talking about in our beautiful Sedona, not too far away. That's where we actually vacation. And there's Bell Rock, and I think you've mentioned that on the show. Yeah, Bell Rock. Bell Rock's awesome. You know, it's funny that you bring that up because I was just thinking about, in fact, me and Manchur were talking about, okay, if we have a small window, right, because we're going to have these rolling, got to time the rolling curves, where can we go for at least a long weekend? And bingo, Arizona comes up. It comes up like Arizona and Palm Springs. And, you know, I can think of a few other places, too. It's a great country. I feel so privileged to have lived in so many great places. Hey, speaking of Arizona, Arizona has now reporting 29 deaths and total cases 1,413. Active in that pile of numbers, 1,381. That's the latest numbers, my friend, that I have. All right, let's go to this one. This one is Carl, who says, hey, Kate, it's very sad when I just tune in here and there because I'm kind of on a social media diet, and a news diet, but not from your show. If I can't catch it live, I catch it on a replay. But it's sad, as somebody who's only been to New York a couple of times, I feel for the native New Yorkers and the others who live there when you see the empty streets and then you hear the horrific numbers of the deaths out of New York City. It just really kind of gives you the chills, and I wonder if I'll ever be able to take my kids to see a show in New York anymore, or do maybe one of those trips that I wanted to take and see some of the other fascinating things that that city has to offer. Yeah, you know, Central Park, right? Now they have the makeshift hospital there, which thank goodness because they have the space. And did you know that was our biggest park in the country? The first one, the one that just like really poof went up right in the middle of that city. But thank goodness it's being used for that because they need the space. But the people of New York City know this, certainly. They lead in the deaths with over 1,300. I said it tonight. That number's higher now because I keep getting new numbers. And the total amount of deaths is much higher than what they had reported earlier. It's 2,219. I mentioned that before, number one on the list. So, you know, sadly, there you go. Have faith, my friend. You will be able to go back to New York. Just wear your mask when you're on the plane. Get off, and you have to time it right. Or somebody else that I was talking to in the medical profession, but this whole timeline thing, because nobody wants to exactly nail it, because there's so many unknowns, and then the vaccines, et cetera, and tests and all of that. But that we would probably be totally clear in 2 years. Oh, thank goodness. 2 years from now, we'd be totally clear. I think this, that we live in the era of viruses. I mean, the era of viruses, because you think of all the travel. Think of all the international travel, people all over the place, how germs spread, what happened with SARS, very similar. SARS is very similar to this in a way because that was respiratory. If you remember, MERS, they had that in the Middle East, and you know, that's what we're looking at. All right, then I go to this one from Brad, and he's my looking at the upside guy. Brad says, Kate, listening to you here in Cali, and I got to tell you, it's very strange. It's strange because you go down the 101 and it takes you no time to get from point A to point B. Of course, you're not going anywhere in particular. You're just taking a drive to perhaps eventually meander down to Malibu or somewhere where you can actually see the ocean and lift some of the fog of depression off of you. But along those same lines, weather-wise, speaking of a fog being lifted, you should see the spectacular weather in California because all of those air alerts have dramatically gone down. Our air quality has improved to numbers you would not believe. And if you haven't seen any pictures of that, I will send you some so you can share them on your Facebook with the many listeners that you have. Yeah, I've heard that from other people, and I haven't seen very many, but I did see one really clear shot of what it looked like. And since before the pandemic happened, and I had just come back from California, I was supposed to take the show out to Palm Springs in Los Angeles, and of course that all got canceled, so we would have seen it firsthand. Then I got this one from Bobby, who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show. I've always wanted to email the show, so I apologize, but I am a listener. I have listened for a while. That's not to suck up to you like so many people do on radio shows when they say, oh, first-time caller or first-time emailing you. But I did want to give you a thumbs up for the many things that you talk about. Did you hear the latest from Dr. Fauci where he's talking about that he's getting death threats and they had to beef up security around him? That's just ridiculous. As you say, he's the smartest guy to listen to. Obviously, the president is pumping him out there every single day. So what, people are upset because he's trying to tell them the truth of what he believes to be happening, and he always talks about not knowing exactly. I just don't understand why anybody would go after this guy. Yeah, I did hear that story. We know he talked about the second wave. He said that he believed there'd be a second wave, maybe in the fall, maybe in the late fall, and this depends on flattening the curve, what people do, what happens medically. But yes, regardless, he's got U.S. Marshals because he's had these threats that are following him around. So he's got a personal detail, personal security, if you will. I mean, my goodness, we don't want anything to happen to Anthony Fauci. Come on. He's advising the president. He's advising all the people that are part of that team. And, there couldn't be anyone better, I think, to be coordinating some of what's happening. Maybe we don't like what's being said because we want to be out of this, right? And it seems like a dream. It does, doesn't it? It feels odd. Like, I took a walk tonight because I'm going to stay in shape and get in better shape. I am determined. I hear all these people talking about constantly opening the refrigerator and eating, nervous cookies and just so much stuff. And so I can see how that can happen, right? And in walking around the neighborhood, I noticed that it was interesting. I noticed, one, that people were being, I said this already, were being super, super cautious. And number two, I mean, they tell you can get out, you can walk, you can take walks. But I think our way of life, and that's what people don't like about what Fauci's saying, is going to be dramatically altered. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to end up working from home. And nobody wants to hear about another wave because we certainly have cabin fever. Many of us have cabin fever anyway. And I got this one from Al, who's listening to us in Portland, Oregon, and he says, "Oh, Kate, it is so whack to be home for this long. I am a patient young man. I'm in my 30s. I'm single. And I was dating someone for a while, and now I have to say I regret not dating her anymore. The timing of the breakup was brutal. But cabin fever is so awful because I miss going out. I miss going to my favorite watering hole, as you call it. But I call it my bro hang. And I go and meet my pals there. And we listen to music. We throw some darts. We drink some good brew. And I miss all that. And sorry, these virtual happy hours just don't cut it. It makes me a little edgy. I cannot wait till the first day when I can actually go back to a bar somewhere and meet my crew." Well, you're not alone in that. I think that's pretty much across the board how people are feeling. Even some of the more introverted people. If you're extroverted and you're not used to being at home, it's really, really tough. If you're introverted, even you need some kind of a routine. So my advice, spice it up, mix up your space, establish some sort of a routine. That's probably the best thing to do. All right, what happens next? We're going to talk to Christian Dion next here on the show. He's a psychic. What do you think he's going to tell us? You can call in, too, by the way, right here on the show. See you on the flip side.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is now nearly 5,000 people. President Trump said during his press briefing he's not ready to issue a national stay-at-home order so he can give some states flexibility they might need. But Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is one of those who thinks that's a bad idea.
Without a national strategy, without a uniform policy, this is going to go on longer than it needs to, and more lives are going to be lost more than we otherwise would.
Whitmer says with a surge in cases, there are shortages of personal protective equipment, too few hospital beds, and ventilators in her state. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says it's the same thing where he is.
There are shortages all over the place. I talked to a bunch of hospital workers and healthcare workers last night, and they told me they don't have what they need.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. If you haven't heard it before, you can check out more about it at katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up on the show, we've got Christian Dion, and he is a psychic. He's a psychic out of Hollywood, California, and it's interesting. I think he's pretty well known, but he's going to become really well known based on some of the conversations that I've had with a few people. And so there he is in the middle of the world of the rich and the famous and the infamous. And that's the place to be, really, because I would think of what's the buzz is there, what the energy is on the West Coast. And I was mentioning what was going on in California. And it's interesting. He has like this crazy, the BBC did a thing on him where they talked about how accurate he was. And his accuracy rate is like through the roof. It's like 98.5%, something like that. So he is no longer going to be the best kept secret, especially when he comes on this show. And he certainly consults to some of the highest profiled celebrities in the entertainment industry. So we are thrilled to have him on the show with us. And I believe he's in our virtual green room right now. Christian Dion, hello. Maybe not. Maybe he's disappeared. I'm not sure. Do we have Christian with us? Hello. Maybe not. Maybe we don't have him with us. All right. We'll wait until we get him. Because you don't want me to be the psychic that tries to come up with what's happening. Because I'm no good at it, let me tell you. It's interesting. So many people are, you know, so many people are in need of wanting to find out what the timeline is and trying to figure out where we're headed and what's going to happen with this pandemic and COVID. Will they get it, COVID-19, and how many strains are there? And I mean, just all those questions. And I would think that in the psychic world, it would be, you know, bigger than ever for consultations because of that feeling of, I want to know what happens. I want to know, you know, where we're headed. And when you see, and I said this earlier, when you see the count, and I'm talking about also the people that recovered, thank goodness, but when you look at the deaths where it's 5,110, and this is the latest numbers that I have because they keep changing, and then you look at those that recovered, thank goodness there's recovery, 8,878, and then some that are in various stages because there's active cases. So the numbers are a little wonky because of the recovery versus the active, you know, cases, and then sadly the deaths, and that changes based on, you know, what happened yesterday, and the numbers were different yesterday, and then the numbers, you know, have climbed since we've been on the air. And that's one thing that's great about being on the air live, is that we update those numbers for you. So while we try to rouse up Christian, I wanted to talk about some of the other things that are happening across the nation, and some of the things that have happened that now are different in the states, because some of the states have not, you know, gone with stay at home. Florida just heel dragging, and finally, you know, Ron DeSantis, the governor there, said today, when you know, it was so shocking, I think, to so many of us, and I just was in the mailbag, and last week a lot of you wrote me about this, but when you have more than 40 spring breakers ignoring public health advice, testing positive for the virus, I mean, what does that tell you? They showed them. They showed so many of them on camera. We talked about it on the show that, you know, yeah, we were young too and silly and everything else. I talked about taking a car, a Mustang, from with a group of girls from Ohio to Florida, but we weren't in the middle of a pandemic. We weren't in the middle of a pandemic when that happened. So the 40 spring breakers who tested positive, they just ignored what was being said. And about 70 people in their 20s chartered a plane, check this out, from Austin, Texas to Mexico for spring break 2 weeks ago. They went against the advice of White House officials who asked that people avoid gathering groups of more than 10 and non-essential air travel. Now 44 have tested positive for coronavirus, all of them University of Texas at Austin students. And, you know, they were excited to go on spring break, not so excited to come back and realize that they have COVID-19, because, you know, part of this is some young people are getting this, some young people are struggling with it. And there's nothing like the feeling of not being able to breathe, as we have had some of that on the show and listened to what some people have to say about that. It's horrific, that feeling. I see it with my mother-in-law, who has COPD, and she wouldn't wish that on anyone. So, you know, back on March 24th, the mayor there in Austin, Steve Adler, had a stay-at-home order. And Mexico, at the time, wasn't under a federal travel advisory when it happened. So, you know, the United States announced plans March 19th, do the math, to suspend non-essential travel between the two countries because of the pandemic. And, you know, look what happens when they come back. I mean, there is just no way a spring break is worth it. There's a guy probably, 15 miles from where I live, he was with his family on a cruise going to Mexico, and they figured, oh, this was, you know, March 10th or so, that they were probably fine. You know, there was conversations about the coronavirus, but he would probably be fine, and his family would be fine. And then he came back, and he's 39, and he barely made it. I mean, we're talking about respirator, couldn't breathe. His wife was a nurse, and she's constantly posting, this is what happens, this is serious, please take this seriously, because we're a great example of what can happen. They were thinking that they would beat it because people were talking about it, but there was no lockdowns or stay-at-home orders, even though people were starting to talk about doing that. And if they were safe and using hand sanitizer and putting on gloves and you know, all those things in between. And it's so odd because so much of our world and what we're talking about, because, you know, now we're inside. You have musicians who are putting on these free concerts. You have other kids. I saw a great story about a kid in Massachusetts who is a great little sewer, and she's sewn over 800 masks for the EMTs and the police officers. Her family has a long line of blue in their family, so to speak, and she just likes to sew, and she doesn't have sewing class anymore, and she's made all these masks. And so there's wonderful stories about people, young, older, et cetera, anyone, reaching out and helping people. I know if you are on Facebook and they have those neighborhood, you know, they have those neighborhood groups, that a lot of people are posting, hey, do you need this? I'll leave it on the, do you need toilet paper? Because it's such a commodity now, right? So it's like when you go to the store, who would think, I never paid attention to that, who would think that you go to the store and you get toilet paper, you find some toilet paper and you text everybody because you're just so elated. We're not over that. And you've got people that are reaching out and saying, hey, I've got extra, I'll put it on your porch, I'll do whatever. There are people in my neighborhood who are making masks for the first responders, and they've asked other people to chip in, and they're donating those also to some of the older people in the neighborhood as well. So it's pretty cool to see the way that works. We have our own little supply chain going on. If they won't get it for us, there's a way around that. I think if the federal government isn't doing it, how do we get the protective gear, whatever we can possibly get, to the people that are now on the front lines? You know, it was so sad for me, and this is somebody who I listen to a lot, but there's a pop rock band called Fountains of Wayne, and Adam Schlesinger is the co-founder of that band. He was, and he's an Oscar guy, nominated songwriter. He died from complications related to coronavirus. I had the opportunity to meet him once, and I just thought his music was tremendous. He was 52 years old. So he was hospitalized with COVID-19. He was making some small improvements, apparently, and then he was critical, and he just could not recover from the complications of it. And he was such a talented musician, so talented. And it's not a surprise, of course, people that, you know, that know him were tweeting out things about him. And, you know, there was a movie that Tom Hanks was in called That Thing You Do, and he co-wrote the title track to that, and he got an Oscar and a Golden Globe nomination for the work on that. But there were other things that he was involved with too, and there was other songs that he was really, really known for. And of course, the success with Fountains of Wayne was huge. And he wrote a song for CW's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and won an Emmy. Just a great guy by all accounts. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Up and he is here. Poof. It's like magic. I didn't wave any wands or anything, but we got him. Christian Dion. He is called the best kept secret in Hollywood, but I don't know why, because I think a lot of people know him. He consults to some of the biggest and most high profile people you can imagine, the celebrities in the entertainment industry. Perfect place for him to be. Hey, Christian, how are you?
Hello, my darling. Sorry about that. I think when they shut down where I live, which is right by the beach, we've got barricades and security guards, so you can't walk along the beach. Everybody's walking past the thing. I think they shut the phone lines down at the same time. Typical, right? Could only happen to me. What the goodness that, is happening? Anyway, it's lovely to speak to you.
That's okay. No worries. So the big question everybody wants to know is, what's going to happen? And you know, I know you don't know. I mean, how could you know? There's a big question mark. But you and I talked the other day, and you had a pretty good feeling about things.
I did. When I did the 2019 predictions, which were finished on the 31st of December 2018, I actually predicted all this. And then the predictions for this year were so bad, I decided not to do them. And then, you know, people started calling up, you've got to help people out of this. I said, well, what we have to understand is that Mother Nature, first of all, she gave us World War One, pandemic, World War Two, and various other odds and sods she's been throwing at us. And we've got to this point now in the last 3 to 4 years where, unfortunately, she said, now, do I give them World War Three? Or do I give them this and a chance to wake up so they stop thinking with their wallets and start thinking with their souls? And start pulling ourselves back together. We're not quite there yet because there's still, you know, the powers that be are squabbling about. I've sent you some ventilators. No, you haven't. And we just need to accept that this is going to be the norm, more or less, till the end of September. And then from the end of September, we'll start to see it back. And then things like Vegas will be back at Christmas, thank goodness, and Broadway will be back open. But we just have to hunker down and deal with this, because if we don't, we're just going to make it worse for ourselves. And the gods don't want to kill us. They don't want to get rid of us. It's not in their interest. I mean, there's a few aliens hanging around the planet that might have a different idea. But we have to, you know, we have a divine right to live on this planet, or spaceship, as I call it. But we don't have a divine right to ruin it. And that's where we've got to. And it's across the board. I'm not talking in a political, you know, party context. Right. I'm talking in a human being. We are being nasty people to the very planet that gives us life. And she's fed up. And she says, okay, I'll give you one more chance. So what? You have to wear a mask. So what? You can't go to the movies. So what? Which is more important, going to a movie, wearing a mask, or living?
It's
pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
When it comes down, you know, and if we all, I mean, round where I, well, you, I live in a place called Hermosa Beach, which is rather snotty. If you've ever watched La La Land, it's the place in there. But you know what's really making me laugh? I'm waiting for the Botox to wear off, because all these people, all these women with the long blonde hair, same, you know, nose, all the faces, it's going to be fantastic to see them all drip and drop. I'm kind of interested. You know, we have to see the fun side of things, because the comedy and sad, the tragic masks, are just flip sides of each other. And if we permit ourselves to sing, and as humans, we've always managed to come over adversities and other things. But the key is we have to be kind to each other.
Yeah.
Anything material can be replaced. You can't replace your life. So just get gripped, folks.
I agree.
You know,
I agree. I've got to interrupt you because I've got a caller, and we'll only be able to have a few minutes with her, because I don't want to crash up against the top of the hour, of course. But we've got Chris O'Donnell, her name is, from Buffalo, New York, waiting for you. And I thought maybe you could give her a little bit of a read, perhaps.
Hiya, Chris. How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
You too. Oh, love it. That Kate Delaney person. You know, she's very popular in the radio world. She has a friend called Jackie Baskow in Las Vegas, and the pair of them together are lethal. So I'm just warning you, you know. She might sound all nice and sweet when her hair's done, but those two, my goodness, you should see them on the gin and tonic. Anyway, I'll tell you what. What you really need to do, is start looking more at your own ability to know things. You know, because people often go to see a psychic, and I tell this to all my clients, I don't care who they are. If you go to see a psychic, and the psychic says to you what you want to know, and you say, how's my marriage? A, you're married, and it's not in a good place, otherwise you won't be asking the questions. So I like to get the feel of you, and I think your interest in psychic things is above and beyond just calling into a radio show tonight. But you have to learn to trust your instincts, a little bit like I was saying, you know, we have to stop thinking materially and think spiritually. But I also feel that you should watch, funny enough, September as an important time for you, almost like it will be your new year. I don't know if September, you know, it's one of the months you like. I mean, particularly I like September, October, because the weather changes, autumn, fall, I'm in America, fall. And I always think it's nice, even over here, which is, you know, crazy land. We call it granola bowl, you know, fruit, nuts and flakes. That's all we call California. So, anyway, but I need you to get your confidence back, because you've had a rough 18 months to 2 year period of time. And now it's time for you to start living the life that you want to do, to go forward with it. But have you been literally studying again, or pondering studying again?
Studying, you mean higher education?
Yes. Or the other higher education, which would be spiritual education.
I think I've always been, you know, a student of it. It's something that's very interesting to me. I actually am in higher education.
Good.
And, you know, so I'm a professor, so that's what I do.
Oh, that's all right. Okay. Oh, my sister's a professor. She's bonkers, too. They're all crazy, you know, professors and these people. But, I mean, she's as mad as a hatter, my sister. But anyway, she's going to listen to that, so that'll maybe be told off tomorrow morning. But what I want to say to you is that if you were to take the spiritual side of you and trust it more, instead of second-guessing it. And I'll give you the example. You know, when children come onto this plane, by the time they're five, we've educated them because we keep telling them to shut up all the time because they'll say, oh, my imaginary defense over this. Well, if you were to listen to the child, even in the good book, it says, out of the mouth of babe comes the truth. And often when people, with no disrespect to you, are very highly educated, they're taught to think in black and or white. That's it. And that little girl in you, or that little boy in you, depending, you know, which side of the fence you want to jump, is what you need to trust, because they will guide you along the right path. And I think you're ready for some kind of career realignment, forgetting this drama of this virus that's presently bothering us. I think there's something new and exciting for you, more now into 2021. But definitely, that would understand if you're a professor in education, no wonder September's important to you, because that's when the school, it must be psychic, I'm getting good. I'll get back eventually. But I just want you to trust it more, and I don't want you to be panicked about emotional stuff. There's enough stress on the world at the minute. I mean, you know, if it's after 9 o'clock, I would say go have a gin and tonic. That's what I would say to you. Go have a gin and tonic. And just calm down a little bit. But the other thing you're going to be asked to do in the future, because of your profession, is to write a book. And you should do it. Okay. All right? My sister writes books. I use them as doorstop because it's so big. But but that's what you need to do. And I'm at the end, we're going to give the blog out. So if you email me at the blog, I can chat to you a little bit more privately off the air if you like. I just know things are going to be. I just know 2020, once it's gone, will prove to be a good year for you. But 2021 is the better one, a real milestone. Yeah,
I like that. Okay. Chris, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you both.
Thank you, Luke.
So much.
God bless. Bye, Luke.
That's great. Okay, so we want to make sure we get the blog out, and we're going to have you back on again, Christian. What's the blog?
The blog is www.psychicgossip.blogspot.com. All are welcome. All admit we don't care what religion, what faith, even if you don't have stuff, we'll have a giggle and a laugh with you.
I love it. We'll have you back on. Christian, thank you so much.
Bye, my darling. Be good.
I will. So you heard that. I love that. You heard that. We got that September. And then we roll through. Oh, I'm making a trip. I'm making my plan for December. Mahalo, everybody.
Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.